The Wildcats soccer team ended the season on senior night with a 2-1 overtime loss to Hallsville at Primm Stadium. The Wildcats will miss the playoffs for the first time since the mid-90s. I talked with Wildcats soccer coach Andy Holt after the game on a very soggy field.
Andy, I guess it just couldn't wrap up a year without a one-goal deficit. Just seemed like all year long, and how many 1-0 games, and this one 2-1 in overtime, ending with a frustrating foul right on the edge of the box and a penalty kick in overtime.
Yeah, exactly what you said. I mean, that's what I told Coach Wiggins when I came over here to the sideline, was when it ended, was that was pretty much the story of the season. We were in games, we battled, we competed, and then for whatever reason, the last 10 minutes or in overtime, we would give up a goal that would end us. And tonight was no different. We battled, we competed. I was proud of our guys and how they played and how they competed. And we just couldn't get it done tonight.
Yeah, I looked at all these mud-stained Warriors as they come by, you know, and you just knew they gave every ounce of energy they had. Did you ever add up the number of one-goal losses in district play? Did you ever look at it?
I think this is five. I think this is the fifth one, maybe. I could be wrong on that, but I think it may be the fifth one. And then really the one against Hallsville the first time was 2-0, but they scored two goals in the last 10 minutes. So that to me was another one goal game in my mind, because it was another close game like tonight. And our kids competed, our kids play well. And for whatever reason, this year we just weren't able to find the back of the net and win games.
You had a great senior night tonight. It was a good bunch going out. I think 9 of those guys, and a lot of them will be missed.
Yeah, no question. You know, one guy I definitely want to call out is Juan Gomez. Mm-hmm. That guy's been a 3-year starter for us, and he's been a guy who has done everything I've asked him to do and then some. And I'm just super proud of that guy and just the commitment that he's made to us. And you could just tell after the game he's crying. He's heartbroken. It meant a lot to him. And just that guy right there, he was super special to our program, and I'm just glad we were able to have him, as well as all the other seniors. I mean, all those seniors gave a lot to our program, and they'll be missed. And they left a mark, and they helped kind of lead and guide some of these young guys, which we had a lot of young guys up. So they were the leaders of those guys, and hopefully it'll pay off next year and the year after.
Yeah, I was going to say a real young team and a lot of future out there and a lot of guys that'll help you out next year.
No question. The guy who scored the goal, freshman Jonathan Alvarez, the guy who shot the ball to start it was Israel Lopez, Colin Pinky. He teed it up. He's a sophomore. So, I mean, we had a lot of young guys that have played all season and given us some good quality minutes. And just hopefully that'll help us next year as we move on.
KSST Sports.